Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on it. Number 1.
Which Bears player, besides quarterback Caleb Williams, has the best chance to have a big game against the Bengals on Sunday?
Benny the Bull. Apparently the TikTok of the All Blacks is nothing but videos of them hanging out with Benny, so if you guys want to check it out, it's on there. What was the question again? Which non-Caleb Williams
you
player?
You sound like me now.
Which Bears player, besides quarterback Caleb Williams, has the best chance to have a big game against the Bengals on Sunday?
I was kidding, but I tried to have some fun with it. At least Sean is laughing politely.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it because it's something that I would do.
Okay, guys.
That's the part that made me laugh. Yeah.
I think it's going to be DeAndre Swift because A, not on the injury report. Huzzah! Happiness. B, we saw what the Jets were able to do on the ground against the Bengals. 254 rushing. That's the area code for Waco. You know that show, Fixer Upper? That's how you can identify that. Point being, that's a lot of yards. And I like DeAndre Swift's chances to be able to make that happen again. Can't just be all Breece Hall. Somebody else has got to be able to cook. So DeAndre Swift, I'm looking at you.
All right. You want to know who's got the best chance to have a big game against the Bengals outside of the obvious choice, which is Caleb Williams, who should be able to cook. Yeah. And Benny the Bull. I don't think he's going to make it to Cincinnati, I would guess. But maybe because
Benny can do all things.
Well, yeah, because like they don't have another game at home for a minute until Tuesday, I believe, after their Friday home game. That's tonight against the Knicks. Listen, it's Montez Sweat. Montez Sweat is trending in the right direction. The Bengals are not good at blocking for the pass. It's calling for Montez Sweat to take advantage and make something happen, to win the one-on-one matchups that we've talked about.
Is Tez time?
It's Tez time. It's time for the return of the full-on, not part-time, not freelance, not per diem. It's the full-time Tez effect begins now.
Freelance?
Like a 2.5 sack game where he gets a tackle for loss late in the game. It's, you know, some point in time.
Let's face it. I'd be happy with 1.5.
Yeah.
I would. I really would.
Yeah, but if you're really talking about what Marshall is talking about here, a real Tezza game would require a little bit more than 1.5.
I want his fingerprints on the game. So let's take it like this. Let's take sacks, tackles for losses, pressures, deflections. Add that number up. It's got to be 3+. Actually, okay. 4+. Let's say 4+.
4+. That would be a real.
That's a really good game.
Tez effect game.
Like he needs to make it happen. Look,
that would be winning your one-on-one battles.
Yes, they know in the building what the shortcoming is. They understand how limited they are in the secondary because of injuries. That means the defensive line has to step up. And Tez is the highest paid guy on the defensive line. Last I checked. He needs to go ahead and make something happen. He's been making things happen, just not quite at the rate we need him to.
Well, he makes plays early in games, it feels like, and then where are you at when you really need the guy in the fourth quarter, somebody to make a stop. So I like that. I like Montez. I like DeAndre Swift a lot, too. The Bengals' defense is against the 32nd. They are, though, as I move down my stat page, they are also 30th against the pass. 30th against the pass. What have we been talking about? The need for Caleb Williams to distribute the ball a bit better. And DJ Moore, I believe, has a chance to have a big game this week. We talked about, everybody knows that they know it at Hallis Hall. Odunze has been targeted 56 times to DJ Moore's 38 times. Olamide Zaccheaus, 38 as well. They have got to get DJ Moore more involved. I think he's got a big opportunity this week.
What about Cole Kmet, too?
I like that, too. I was thinking about him as honorable mention. He is back, and he has not had that big game. He's been targeted 19 times this year. He has just 9 catches for 132 yards.
What does that look like? Is that a season high in catches? Because his high is 5. Is it a season high in yards? Because his high is 73. Or is it just getting back to the end zone for just the second time this
when
year?
When you say high, you mean DJ Moore?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good clarification.
Sorry
there.
About that.
I think I 100 yards receiving is what I want to see.
You
from
want
DJ
triple
Moore.
Digits.
I want
hey,
see
they
triple
gave
digits.
Up a billion yards on Sunday, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
It's not like I mean, we haven't seen some Odunze run, do right? that.
Yeah, well, no, it was very evenly distributed. They gave up 500 yards to the Jets.
Hey, you know that 42-yarder that DJ Moore had at the end of the game last week? Yeah, the one-handed catch, and then, of course, he doesn't get out of bounds and all that. That's the kind of stuff that I want to see created between Caleb and DJ Moore. I want DJ Moore to the rescue a little bit more than just that
play.
Oh,
you want DJ Moore to do the kind of stuff he did when Justin Fields got him the ball.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know, there is a record. It's right there. There is history with DJ Moore having huge games with the Bears.
And he did it in Carolina, too, by the way. Don't get clever. Don't get clever.
Oh, I wasn't trying to get clever.
No, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Mark. Don't get clever,
yeah,
Mark.
Not Mark either. Not Daryl. You know how
I'm talking. Thank you for respecting my name.
I'll leave it here, Mark, because you said 100 yards. The most yards he's ever had in a game with Caleb Williams as a quarterback is 106, so maybe he breaks that.
It's time.
It is time. And you know what? Don't just do it inside the 20s.
Yeah.
Do it between the 20 and the end zone.
DeAndre Swift.
You feel me?
Oh, when you said inside the 20, I was like, no, I want them to do it inside the 20.
I'm sorry, I mean between the 20s is I meant, yeah. No, I mean like red zone goal to go.
Swifty.
DTG.
Sweaty.
And you just want more.
Morsey.
You just want more. Just want
okay,
more.
That's fair.
Five on it.
Hit me. Number 2.
How much more confidence would you have in the Bears if cornerback Tyrique Stevenson is good to go against the Bengals?
A lot more. To the tune of, like, do you want me to quantify this in yards? IDK, maybe about 125 yards. How's that? I think he could make that much of a difference in the output for the Bengals on Sunday.
So I submitted this question, and the more I think about it, the more the question should have been, how much less confidence will you have if Tyrique Stevenson can't play on Sunday? Because that's really what it is, right?
I tried to quantify it. The delta's 125 yards for me.
Yeah, I think Tyrique Stevenson needs to play because otherwise that's even more pressure on the line up front and whoever, whatever poor soul, Nate McLeod, whoever else is back there having to make up the difference of Tyrique Stevenson. They need Tyrique back there.
You know, an addendum to your great question that, as you said, you submitted, what is acceptable for Ja'Marr Chase? You know what I mean? Like, if Ja'Marr Chase has 90 yards, is that a win on the day?
Yes.
At this point, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Right, and like, are we going to be mad at Tyrique Stevenson or any of the Bears defenders if Ja'Marr Chase has 130 yards receiving?
Here's the issue. It's not just Chase, though. It's the whole damn operation.
T. Higgins.
It's Noah Fant. It's Chase Brown.
Yep.
It's Tanner Hudson.
Yep.
Samaje Perine even caught a pass. When everybody's catching something, it's not just Chase. It's Chase and them.
It's the idea that if it's 90 yards, but it's 15 or 16 catches, that means that yards per reception is way down. And it's how many touchdowns and how many first downs. That's really what it comes down to. How many touchdowns and how many first downs.
Doesn't matter how many receptions unless it adds up to something.
Exactly. It might be in T. Higgins, you know.
Well, yeah, if he has 90 yards, but T. Higgins has a buck 50.
That's it. That might be the real X factor.
You talking about T. Higgins?
Yeah.
Or Noah Fant. You brought him up, the tight end.
We know how you fear a tight end.
I do fear. I have an irrational fear of tight ends against the Bears. Or is it irrational? Bears have been hurt by those guys. And yet, the Illini guy, Chase Brown, too.
If you want to see some yards, why don't you just check out Drew Mestemaker against Navy coming up tomorrow morning.
Oh. The Mean Green. Up against the Midshipman. Oh,
she's about to say we, I think.
The pass versus the run. I mean, she went to school.
I don't
there
play
is
for
a
the
we.
Team.
It's a wee. It's a wee.
You do. You kind of do. You are. You represent the team, and you live and love that team.
Who's Illinois State got this weekend?
I'm not really sure.
Let's go to the internet. What's question number three?
Number three.
This is 500 on 670 The Score with Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Daryl Grody.
Thank you.
Here is question number three. The Bulls' upcoming schedule includes the Knicks twice in a row, the 76ers, the Bucks and the Cavaliers. What do you expect the Bulls' record to be through their next five games?
They're playing Northern Iowa tomorrow.
Ooh,
that
I
seems
like
a big deal.
It's a big
not the Bulls.
Sounds like a win to me.
That's Illinois State versus Northern Iowa.
I am repping my ISU Redbirds hoodie, and you are repping your Mean Green hoodie. Thanks to Marshall Harris.
Yeah, I saved it for a special occasion.
And Marshall, I will wear my Bears hoodie if the Bears win. I will wear it on Monday.
But out of shame, you can't wear it if it's coming off a loss?
That is 100% correct.
Okay, that's
Why?
Fair.
That's the time to do it, actually. Because
it's my superstition.
People walk around, but that's a reverse superstition. Like, you're doing it after the outcome, not trying to enhance the outcome.
I'll just start wearing it on Fridays, then.
That seems like a solution.
Let's go through the schedule real quick.
I'm looking at it right now.
Because, well, here's the main thing. It's like the Bulls are 4-0. They're one of four undefeated teams still. 76ers, one of the teams they faced during that stretch, also undefeated. And they look really, really good. The Bulls, they've got the Knicks. Here's the good news about the Knicks. The
no
Knicks
tibs.
Are 0-2 on tibs. The road this season. That's the good news. The bad news is those two losses came against the Heat and the Bucks, which are two of the better teams in the NBA.
Uh-oh.
The Heat are 3-2, by the way. Their losses are to the Spurs, and they open the season with a loss to the Magic. I think the Bulls can get three of the next five. I think they get three of the next five.
So one of the Knicks games, Sixers, Milwaukee?
Mm-hmm.
No.
At Milwaukee.
No. Got to be Cleveland. Right. There.
So I think they can. Here's what I think they can do. They can win the home game against New York. They can win the road game against Milwaukee and the road game at Cleveland.
Wow.
That's what I think they can do.
Wow. You have a lot of road faith against two good teams.
I think it has more to do with just the level Giannis is playing at right now.
Giannis didn't even play last night. He was out.
Yeah, but previous to that?
Yeah, well, Giannis is insufferable. Although I did watch the Bucks without Giannis beat the Golden State Warriors in an impressive fashion.
But you had the Bulls beating those two teams.
Yes, I did.
Okay, all right. Here's what it is.
Who do you have them losing to again?
The Sixers and the Knicks on the road. Knicks on the road
Sixers
and the
at
Sixers.
Home, you think they're going to lose?
Bulls are going to win tonight. They're going to lose at New York on Sunday. They're going to have a big, exciting win over Philadelphia. I know that's a good team on Tuesday. They will lose those two games that Marshall says that they will win. At Milwaukee, at Cleveland. Those are tough games. And then they'll have a really fun home win against San Antonio on Monday.
This is a difficult time for the Bulls. This is a very challenging schedule stretch. So, I mean, that said, I still feel like they could come away with three wins. Flip side is the three losses is a big swing. I'll say they take the Knicks at home tonight. I say they beat the Sixers, but they lose the road games. So I'm saying 2-3.
So 2-0 at home, 0-3 on the road.
Correct.
Okay. I think 2-3 is an acceptable way to get through this. Just remember, guys, the way she just said, it's a tough stretch. We thought this whole first 10 games was a tough stretch. They're undefeated so far.
Orlando historically had given the Bulls fits the last couple of years. That was as encouraging of a win as any of them to me.
That's fair.
Number four.
All right, guys. The most important baseball prediction of the season.
Yeah.
How does this World Series end?
I think it ends in seven games. I can't believe I'm saying this. I think there's a good chance that Yoshinobu Yamamoto throws a third straight complete game.
I mean, why not?
It sounds outrageous. But when you consider that he made short work of the Brewers and short work of the Blue Jays the last time out, and that he only gave up one earned run in each of those, he's on one. As much as any player can be in a zone when you only play every 5 days, I feel like he's in that space. This is exactly why they acquired him. So I think there's a good chance it happens again. I think this goes to seven. But, I think that the Blue Jays have shown enough and the location has shown enough that they take this thing in seven. I'm so pleasantly surprised to see somebody take down the Dodgers.
Joe Carter's not walking through that door, though.
I want so badly for the Dodgers to win this series, just so we can be like, see, spend the most money, get the best results.
Vindictive, Marshall.
I am. This thing needs to be flipped on its head. But I think it's over tonight. I look at what the Dodgers' best hitters have been doing since that 18-inning game, and the answer is not much. Also, it's not like Kevin Gausman went out there and, you know, got bombed. He did give up 3 runs, but he was in there for 6 2/3. I don't know that he's going to stick around that long. They've had the day off. They've reset their bullpen. I think this is an opportunity. If you can finish him off, you don't want a game seven if you're Toronto.
Yeah, I just don't. I think the matchup in and of itself, like Gausman, they're relying on to be their ace. Advantage Yoshinobu, advantage Dodgers in this game.
I'm giving the Jays the World Series. Tonight.
With me. You're with me.
Okay. I'm with you, and I'm going to be specific. I believe the Blue Jays are getting George Springer back tonight. He's missed a couple of games with a right side injury. This guy is an absolute postseason killer. I'm calling for George Springer to have the game-winning hit or home run for the Blue Jays in this game. George Springer, with all the Houston stuff that he was a part of, 81 playoffs games this man has played in, 23 homers, 47 RBIs, 56 runs, again, over 81 games. George Springer is about to be a Toronto hero.
And he already has been this postseason.
I know.
It's crazy they've won the last two games without him.
Right?
And so now you inject him into the lineup.
He's
boom
back.
Goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite.
And if not tonight, then Saturday.
So we all agree that the Blue Jays are winning the series?
Oh, we're all Toronto. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they convinced me. You know how I felt? I was pretty confident it was the Dodgers' world.
I needed the Dodgers to win, but I guess my sensibility has come back that you're up 3-2. It feels pretty good.
Number five.
I'm changing up this last question on you guys because Ben Johnson spoke at Halas Hall.
Uh-oh.
And I want your reaction to what Ben Johnson said when asked this Halloween-themed question.
Dress up as something.
Oh, goodness. Probably Tom Cruise from Top Gun. How about that?
There you go. Yeah, I like it.
Fighter pilot.
Bears coach Ben Johnson, if he were to dress up, because you know he doesn't have the time for it right now, middle of Bears season, it would be Tom Cruise in Top Gun.
That was a quick answer, was it not?
That's pretty good. That, like that.
Your
actually,
ego's writing checks your body can't cash.
He's a handsome man.
I do feel like Ben Johnson would have been like a pilot or something along those
absolutely.
Lines if he wasn't in football.
He's got it all.
Mindset.
Like for that. Yes.
Panache.
That makes a lot of sense.
Charisma.
Shout out, I believe that was Phil Thompson from the Tribune asking that question. Phil, shout out to Phil.
Phil does such a good job.
He's great.
He is.
Yes.
That was a really quick answer. He should do it. At some point.
You know what's great about this? It's almost the antithesis to what Matt LaFleur said when he was asked about Halloween.
I don't know Halloween.
Basically, he said, I hate Halloween and all holidays, I believe. Was
what?
Sounds like a guy
yeah,
you want to be
find
around.
That somewhere, but...
he said, I hate Halloween and all holidays?
I don't know if he said I hate, but he doesn't like, I think was the... What's the message here? I have to find this.
Doesn't like holidays. Wow. Because it requires him to be somewhere and to be with his family. Wow. Why does he hate his family?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we've got that. We gotta bring that back at some point, right?
If it's Halloween, LaFleur said before Friday's practice, we're trying to win a game, period. It's a Friday in the National Football League. That's what it is.
Somebody's always got to be serious
so,
about the silly.
Knowing what we know about those two coaches, the fact that they haven't played each other yet is amazing, by the way. I can't wait for this Packers Lions. Put that in the vault, or you could tell someone to write it down also, what Matt LaFleur had to
Your
say.
Your kids care about Halloween.
Wow.
Five on it.
That's right, your kids. What about the children?
What about the children?
Yes.
That would be the follow-up to Matt LaFleur. How do you think he would take that?
I need that sound. That sounds like a drop, drop. Droppity drop. Drippity drop, drop.
A piece of audio that we would play for
drip,
you
drop.
Random times during
Daryl,
a show.
Daryl.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.